Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. I am Pam Butler, and today my guest is Melissa McDonald. Melissa is the founder and creator of the Healthy Diva Girl Lifestyle Program. It's a lifestyle program for entrepreneurial women. She's also a public and motivational speaker, a published author, and certified transformational health, life, and business coach for women who want to live a first-class life without limits. And I really am excited to talk to Melissa this morning because she has such a different point of view and perspective on how to make a difference in people's lives. So first off, thank you for joining me this morning, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Pam. It's really great to be here.
Yeah, so when we first connected, it was at the Gabby Bernstein Spirit Junkie Masterclass about a year and a half ago, and it brought together a lot of like-minded, very, very powerful, inspirational, empowering people. So I'm glad that we were able to connect through our dear friend Gabby.
Yes, she is definitely one of my mentors, one of my top mentors, and I've learned a lot from her in the last 5 years since I met Gabby. So I'm glad that we were able to meet that way.
Yes, thank you. So before we talk about your Healthy Diva Girl Lifestyle Program, let's kind of talk about your life before that. You know, Melissa, life for us sometimes can get in the way. We get in our own ways. It can be messy. It can be complicated. Can you share just a little bit about that period of time in your life before you got into coaching?
Sure. For me, it's kind of was a long process. I think a life of learning process for me, because it wasn't just one aha moment. I feel like it was kind of like a lifetime of aha moments, and not always listening to that soft voice or my intuition or internal guidance system. And, you know, for me, I was a very young parent. I became a parent at 16 years old, and I was a single parent for many years. And I did a lot of those things during that time, and I had a lot of struggles, and I had, you know, a lot of things, just life experiences that I went through, combined with, you know, all of my work experience and my entrepreneurial experience. But I really was left to figure it out, most of it all on my own. And I never had the mentors to really guide me or kind of fast track me through life.
So at that period of time, I mean, you were obviously a very young age, being a teen and a teen mom. Were you on any kind of spiritual path? Had you read books or followed any spiritual leaders at that point?
Growing up, I was raised just in a regular, you know, Christian background. And I went to church and all of that stuff. So, I mean, I had a belief system in God and all of that. But it wasn't really the spiritual connection, I would say. I became very disconnected because of life and all the things that were thrown at me through the years. And it wasn't till I actually got reconnected with my spiritual self and basically had like a spiritual awakening when that certain book fell off the shelf. And there was a lot of things that happened, those aha moments that I probably should have listened to, that, you know, it wasn't till that time, that perfect moment when things really started to fall together for me and really changed my path. So
what was the book that fell off the shelf for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for me, it was Gabby Bernstein's first book, Have More Ing in Your Life. And so I was at a friend's apartment in New York, and it, you know, happened to be there, and I grabbed it, and I started reading it. I just couldn't get enough, and it really was from that point on that I started being mentored by her. And then, you know, down the line, I was mentored by other people and really just kind of started delving in that world. And then doing all of that, I realized, you know, for a long time, I really wasn't feeling fulfilled in my career. I worked in high-end retail. I loved what I do and I was good at it, but I just felt like there was something more. There was something missing. I was meant to do greater things in the world, and I knew that, but I just couldn't figure out what it was. And so from this point, I just, you know, delved into that world. I started being coached by people, mentored, and really knew in my heart that these were the things I wanted to do. I wanted to be a public speaker. I wanted to be an author, and I wanted to make a difference in women's lives so that they didn't have to go through all the things I went to through without having a mentor and the guidance that, you know, we truly need to be successful in our lives and to really be the best that we can be in life.
Yeah, and I think that that's a great, I think that's a great message. You know, it's using our mess, so to speak, as our message to help inspire and empower. Because as I said in the beginning of the show, we all kind of have that period of time in life where we feel disconnected, where we feel, you know, lost and alone. And it's until you have, and yours sounds like, you know, Gabby's book fell at your feet, and that was your wake-up call. But talk a little bit how you began to listen to your intuition. You began to connect with that inner guide inside of you, because I think a lot of people don't really know how to do that. You know, we hear a lot about that, trust your gut, trust your heart. But it's hard to, in the beginning, particularly know how to connect with that. Do you have, you know, a special way that you like to coach people with trusting their inner guide?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways. The one thing is, too, I'm also a student of A Course in Miracles. And that's something also that I learned through Gabby. And also other practices that I do. So I have a very strong meditation practice. I also practice Kundalini yoga and also, you know, A Course in Miracles. And there's two things in life. There's fear, which is the ego mind, and then there's love. And when you really bring yourself back to a love-minded place and don't live in a world of fear and worry, and you really listen to your intuition and really not be taken out of it, out of the game, so to speak, by listening to that ego mind, you'll be able to really listen to your intuition much better and really kind of follow your heart instead of live in a fear-based, worry-based world, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. And I had a guest on a few weeks ago where we did talk a lot about fear and helping to shift out of that fear-based mode. And I use the term, well, breaking down the word fear, false evidence appearing real. And that fear can be paralyzing. It can be gripping for people.
Yeah,
and I think,
sure,
you know, giving them the tools on how to shift from fear to love is an important thing. And I'd like to talk about that more. But Melissa, we're going to jump into a quick break right now. And when we get back, we can talk more about your shift from fear to love and talking about following your inner guidance. And then, you know, really getting to the good part of, you know, the program of where you're going to share the tools that you have in your toolbox. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Return to Life with Pam
Butler. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do, and life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and my guest today is Melissa McDonald. So, Melissa, before the break, we were talking about fear and people living in fear and being held back and paralyzed by that fear. But, you know, sometimes our intuition may be foggy. It isn't clear. Or maybe our intuition isn't correct for some reason because it's guided by that fear or worry. So can you explain maybe how we can get a little more clear and focused with our intuition?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One thing that I think is huge that will really help anyone connect with themselves better and the universe as a whole is really having a spiritual practice that you practice daily. And I know for a lot of people, they say, and for myself included, when I first started meditation, which really wasn't that long ago, it was only about 4 years ago, I didn't think I could ever meditate. I didn't know how to meditate. I didn't even know what that really was, what that looked like. I thought it was people that were, you know, like monks or something. I was really that unavailable when it came to the knowledge of what this was really about. But I was so open and willing to learn. And so I started with guided meditations, which are super easy to do. And then I slowly learned different types of meditations. And currently I do have a meditation practice that I do every day, which is transcendental meditation. And I highly recommend it. A lot of the stars and famous people, even the Beatles practiced it. Oprah does it. A lot of people, mainstream America, do it, and it's all over the world, and you have to go to a TM center to learn this practice. Highly recommend it. You do it 20 minutes twice a day, and that really changed my life, and it really helps subtle shifts happen, and it's hard to explain all of the benefits, but they're scientifically proven benefits, and if you go to the TM site, tm.org, you can check that all out. But that's the one thing, the key thing that I would say if I could leave anyone with to do every single day of their life, do meditation practice. The rest will fall into place.
So let me just jump in for a minute for those listeners that may not know what TM meditation is. That's transcendental meditation. It's a mantra-based meditation. So
Correct. Along
with you, I'm also a meditation teacher and coach, and I'm certified through Deepak Chopra, who comes from the TM lineage. He also teaches a meditation practice called primordial sound meditation, which is what I coach people in, also a mantra-based meditation. And you're right, a lot of people, and ourselves included, when we first got started in meditation, there's a lot of misconceptions. We have to shave our heads and move to the Himalaya mountains and chant with the monks. And it's shifted so much. And I tell people, you can meditate anytime, anywhere. It's not a religious practice. It is now scientifically proven to make changes in our brain, to make changes in our DNA, to make changes in so many different aspects of our life. And I know for myself, helping with depression and anxiety has been a huge part.
Me too.
I agree. Like you said, go on, Google meditation. Just start with a guided meditation and hopefully, you know, getting to a point where you can sit quietly with a mantra meditation. That's the hardest thing to do, but it's definitely by far the most effective type of meditation.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that when you are taught by someone that's certified that can teach you, it'll be super easy to learn. And the key here is to know that anybody can learn. Anyone can learn. and do this practice. So it's
right.
not selective. Anyone and everyone on the planet can learn how to do this. And if we all do it together, huge shifts will actually even change for the universe. So that's really powerful for people to know.
And that meditation, you know, sitting quietly does help you tap into your gut, your intuition. You know, I tell people,
absolutely.
You know, ask yourself the question, does it feel yum or does it feel yuck? And if it feels yummy, if it feels good to you when you ask yourself the question, then your gut will guide you in the right direction. And if it feels yuck or if you have that pull back, this doesn't feel so good, then you have to trust that part of your intuition as well, too.
Yeah, totally. And also you have to, it goes back to the fear piece. So it really acknowledging, taking that moment to really think about what you're thinking about, you know, because things and thoughts pop into our head, totally normal. It happens to all of us, but sometimes we have to be able to decipher whether the thoughts are just popping up and it's not reality. So sometimes we really have to take a moment with our thoughts and say, is this really reality or is this my ego mind working? And most of the time it's those fear-based thoughts that it's really ego-based. And, you know, really if you return to love and fear-based thought, not connecting with those fear-based thoughts, which that's also what meditation helps you with, will really make a huge difference. So I have a couple of things. For people to think about, fear is just a thought. Okay, 9 times out of 10, what we fear in life isn't reality, and it doesn't even come true. And worry is a prayer for chaos. So those are two things that I really live by, and I share those two affirmations very, very often because those two key things, if you can remember those two things, and really bring yourself into remind yourself of those or even write out affirmations and put them in different places. I'm really huge on affirmations and reminding yourself of these things because that will really help you as well.
Right. So those are great tools. And I agree, you know, with the worry component, you know, and I tend to suffer from that myself. I have a teenage daughter, so worry
yeah,
is way up there in my mind most of the time. So let's shift a little bit and talk about the program that you have, that Healthy Diva Girl Lifestyle Program, because it is, you know, you do have a different great point of view from other people because you bring in fashion, you bring in beauty, and kind mm-hmm. of merge them with spirituality. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so with my my background, I've been a professional hairstylist and makeup artist for many years, and I owned a salon. So I have an entrepreneurial background. I've also worked in high-end retail for years in the beauty industry as well, in high fashion, and I'm also a certified health, life, and spiritual life coach. So bringing all of those pieces to really help entrepreneurial women really be the best that they can be so that they can go out into the world and be entrepreneurs and really follow that passion instead of being stuck into that 9-to-5 job and really helping them have the confidence to go out there and make things happen in the world. And one of those pieces is, you know, a lot of people might teach one thing or just one piece. But because of all my experiences and everything that I've done in life, I feel like we're not just one-dimensional. We're three-dimensional people. We have an internal world, a spiritual world, but then we have our external world. And for me, for a very long time, I was very focused on the external world. So I was in the fashion industry. You know, I was into beauty and fashion. So I knew how to look fantastic on the outside. I knew how to make other people look fantastic on the outside. But I also knew the pains and the struggles internally that I was going through and that other women were going through as well. And so with this program, it really gives you everything that you need to come full circle and really be able to basically be at, say, your optimal and be the best person that you can be to, you know, go out there and make things happen. I think as an entrepreneur, you have to have a certain way about you that, you know, it's not the easiest road to take. But when we use all of these skills, some of the ones I've spoken about, and also you train with someone that can help you and mentor you, it makes the learning curve so much easier, and to really have a mentor that can coach you and guide you. So I, you know, feel it's very important that we get more women out into the world following their passions and their spirit, and really learning how to be an entrepreneur and really taking control of their life in every way instead of working for, you know, another company and not feeling fulfilled like I did for many years. And it wasn't until I got laid off from my job that the universe said, Melissa, this is it. It's over. You need to go step out and you need to really do what you really, really want to do. And, you know, because I had that fear, that I could never leave the security of that great job that I had worked so hard to get. And even though it really didn't feel right to me, I just didn't know where else to do, where else to go. And that really propelled me to make the big decisions. And then everything else is just, you know, it just kind of fell into place. You take the action and you believe, you know, it also goes back to a belief system. You have to believe that there is something out there greater for you. And if you trust and know that, these things will happen for you.
Right. And I think that you make a good point. You know, so many of us people in society are focused on the external world, you know, and looking for the next best thing. If I have this, if I have that, I will feel better. I will be happy. So, you know, how do you suggest someone making that shift from looking to all the external things and really tapping into themselves to go ahead and take that leap of faith, you know, to doing something else for themselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a few things, and it all goes back to really, you know, connect with people, like-minded people, for one thing. I've really changed my social circles. And, you know, Jim Rohn has a great quote, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And it's a statistical fact, you know, it is true. So if you decide, you make a decision, you have to make a decision, first of all, and then you have to take action on that decision. So surround yourself with like-minded people, you know, do the spiritual work, read books, you know, connect with people, get a coach. I highly recommend it. Get a life coach, because every coach needs a coach and everybody needs a mentor. And I think that is really super important for people to understand, because a lot of people feel like they're weak or they're living in a fear-based thinking because of the way we're brought up or what have you, that it isn't good to ask for help or get guidance from someone or even pay for that guidance. And it really isn't the case. You know, I have a coach and it's really helped me so, so much. And I think it's really important for people to do that. And that will really help you, you know, move to the next level for sure.
And so your healthy diva girl lifestyle program, if someone's interested in that, they can connect with you on your website?
Absolutely. You can go right to my Healthy Diva Girl Life, healthydivagirl.com, and you can just set up a free strategy call with me. It's right on my website. Book your free coaching session and just fill out the mini little application, and I will be in touch with you so we can talk and really go from there. Also, I do have some programs. I have some VIP days, some intensives where you can work with me one-on-one in certain locations across the U.S. These are all luxury intensives. And I believe that women really should empower themselves and, you know, have the life of their dreams. So, you know, I do everything, you know, five-star. You're going to get five-star service and you're going to get five-star coaching from me.
That's
so
great. Well, I love everything that you shared today and that you talk about to help empower women. You know, we need each other. So I think the advice of finding your tribe, finding your people in your area is such great advice. Thank you for joining me today, Melissa. I loved having you on the show. So as we said, Melissa's website is www.healthydivagirl.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @healthydivagirl. Thank you for joining me today on Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler. I look forward to having you join me next week. I will have Dr. Bauerschmidt, a functional medicine doctor, on the show. He is someone that has changed my life, so I look forward to my conversation with him. Thank you again for listening. This is Pam Butler. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.